You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Cool for you, Tez. But there's something I want to do before we start actually in the Minchas Chinuch. And I need Shai here for this. Mm-hmm. Does he have a Ritva? I want to make sure he has a copy of that Ritva, you Shai.
No.
So we have been throwing around the Svara for the last few weeks. And the Svara is that Yerusha does not work as a normal transfer of assets, but rather we view it as the Yoresh takes the place of the Mirish. It's like a Nichnas Tachtov concept. So I want to show you one place where I actually saw Arishon talk it out. So this is a sugya of Hamocher Shtar Chov L'Chaveira. So I wanted to show you this interesting Ritva in the sugya of Hamocher Shtar Chov L'Chaveira. So that's a sugya that discusses I lend somebody money, and the person gives me a shtar chayv. So I am in possession of a note that allows me to collect money from somebody. I want to liquidate that note. That note is worth, I don't know, $100,000, and I need liquidity. So I go to somebody and I sell the note for $80,000. So that sale is viewed halachically as a good sale, and the person who buys it can now go to the lova and collect. However, Shmuel says a very interesting non-intuitive halacha. Shmuel says, Hamocher shtar chov l'chaveray v'chazra u'machal. Someone sells a shtar chov to somebody, meaning somebody, I lend somebody money, that person gives me a note, I take that note and sell it to a third party, the lokeach. Even after I've sold my note to the lokeach, v'chazra u'machal, if I now go ahead, the seller, and I'm Michael, the original loan, Chazer Umachlo. It's a good Mechila, and that Lokeach is now out of luck, and his Shtar that he purchased from me is now worthless.
But do you owe him the money?
He can now come to me. The Gemara on Peivavim and Aleph and Ksuba says, Haiman de Don Dina de Garmi, and if you hold of Dina de Garmi, then Magbele de Me Shtar Ma'alia. If you hold of Dina de Garmi, then the loikeach can go back to the seller and have recourse to demand the machtudes and taisus. Can he demand the full amount of the shtar or just the amount he paid for the shtar? But nevertheless, he has recourse at least for the purchase price of the shtar. So the reason that I wanted to show you this Gemara is because of the Rishonim have, take a look on column 2. The Rishonim have two approaches why even after the sale is done, and it's a valid sale, is the Meicher, the Malva, still allowed to be Meicher? So the first sheet of the Ritva brings in Kal Malva is the sheet of the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos that Mechira Shtaros is only Midrabanan. And since Mechira Shtaros is only Midrabanan, there's still what's called Mechila on a Doraisa level, and the Mechila on the Doraisa level comes and wipes out the Mechira Midrabanan. That's the sheet of the Rambam and Tosfos.
Why should it wipe it out? If you got money, you could sell it. So they have the power.
Okay, so that's a separate question. But I got into this because of the Yerusha aspect. So the raya that these Rishonim bring about the rights of the Rabbanim is the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Gemara Basra says like this: if I sell the Shtar Chov in the normal fashion of Mekach U'Memkar, of sale and commerce, then I could be Meichel. But if I transfer the shtar vis-a-vis matna shchiv meira, then I no longer can be meichel. So we know there's a halacha that if somebody is on their deathbed, divrei shchiv meira k'ksuvim u'mesurim dami, that the words of a shchiv meira create a maisa kinyan. Even though he doesn't do a maisa kinyan, just his words create a maisa kinyan.
That's zichem d'rabbanan, right?
Oh, so the Gemara says, I amras shchiv meira's doraisa. Some people say that shchiv meira is doraisa from the pasuk v'haya b'yom hamchilo es banav. There is a day that I can be manchil my children, meaning that I have an active participation in my yerusha. So some rishonim learn that refers to matna shchiv meira, it's a din doraisa. So the Gemara says I amras shchiv meira is doraisa from the pasuk v'haya b'yom hamchilo es banav. Then I understand why, once I've transferred a shtar chov b'matna shchiv meira, I cannot go ahead and want be meichel. But if I hold matna shchiv meira is the rabbanan, then there should be no reason why, even after I give a shtarchov b'matna shchimira, I cannot be meichel. That's the raya that those rishonim bring, that it's because mechir starts midrabanan. Let's take a look now on column two. Rabbeinu Tam's approach.
Should be at least a mishapora for somebody who does that.
It's more than a mishapora. He's liable for the damages. Maybe a mishapora on top of that. Because what I need to waste my time with you, right? So take a look in the second column. You see for Rabbeinu Tam's al perish bo Roshan Acher. You have that?
Yes.
Everyone, Rabbeinu Tam's al. So I don't know, about 6-7 lines down, maybe more. Rabbeinu Tam Zal Perish Bo Loshen Acher. This is very interesting because my son pointed out Rabbeinu Tam sounds like an Achron and not a Rishon. What does he say? The Shtar Chov Beis Zechuyos Yesh Bo Lamalva. When you're referring to a Shtar Chov has two Zechuyos for Lamalva. Two halachas. Rabbeinu Tam saying is there are two halachas in a Milva, a Malva. Shibur Haguf Veshibur HaNechasim. Whenever a person makes a loan, he extracts from the borrower an obligation, a personal obligation, and an obligation from his assets and his property. Va'oso shiva nechosim hu kamo arev. And the shiva nechosim is like an arvus, meaning all his assets back up the personal guarantee. Right, the nichse the bar inish inun areven bay, like the phrase says in the Gemara, that the assets of a person are his guarantor. The hamoicher eino yochol limkor shibur haguf. This is a big klal. And Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll further tell you that this shibur haguf, a personal guarantee, is not something you can ever transfer. Personal obligation is that. Lov has obligated himself personally to somebody, period. And that's not something you could ever transfer. So how does Mechira Shtaros work? It must be that you're not transferring the Shibur HaGuf.
Well, you have Shibur D'Rabnosan, you have all kinds of things.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. But the Shibur D'Rabnosan work based on Shibur HaGuf? There's a work based on Shibur Nechosim. Hilkach, Keshamachol Oiso, Nimchulu Hanechosim Shehamoicher Leloiva Niftar Ha'arev. Meaning, since I can never sell the Shibur Haguf, the reason Mechila works is because since all I'm transferring with the Mechir Shtarchov is the Shibur Nechosim, and since the Shibur Nechosim are only guarantors for the Shibur Haguf, since the Shibur Haguf still remains between the Malva and the Lova, once the Malva forgives the Lova, correct? That's it. The whole reason for the Shibur Nechosim is gone, and the shtar is now worthless. V'hainu damrinan hacha dekevan shehabal yodo keyodo. That's the seventh point in the sugya. Zochahu gam b'shibur haguf. Now this is what I wanted to bring. This whole thing, the introduction, was just for this line.
It's the same halacha by an Arif.
Yes.
The guy could exempt him, and then you can't go after the Arif. That wouldn't make any sense. Why would you need an Arev altogether?
There's two types of Arev.
Hmm?
There's two types of Arev.
Right.
I'm trying to remember the names.
Arev Kablan.
Arev Kablan, you go to any, you go to either one of them. So I don't know which one he's talking about. I think.
Arev Kablan is what?
The regular Arev is you go to, and if he doesn't have.
I don't understand something. If you're a guarantor at somebody's loan, and I, the Malva, forgive the original loan, I can't go to you, correct?
Correct.
There's no loan. There's no loan to guarantee anymore. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says is happening here. Now, this is why I wanted to bring in this whole sugya. For this whole, this is it. This is the point. This is the cherry on top of the cake. Actually, this is the cake. Everything else was just a cherry. So this is Lagabe. Now, what about the Gemara in Bava Basra?
You're right.
That says that if I transfer a shtar chob matna shchimura, I can't be mochel. Vahi de Bava Basra hachi perusho. Diamras masna shchimura do raisa hi hanafkalan. If shchimura is a din do raisa, it's learned out from a din yerusha. meaning that if Shchimer is a din d'oraisa, it's not stama takana d'rabbanon, but is a sniff, an extension of dina Yerusha. Meaning there is this idea of like Yerusha mechayim to a certain extent. Kidechsiv hasam. The Rachmana Shavya Kiyarish. Right, sorry, I skipped a line, correct? Hanafkama midechsiv ahaya biyom hanchilo esbonav. Kidisa hasam. For Rachmana Shavya Kiyarish. If Shchiv Meira is a din daraisa, then it means the Shchiv Meira is transferring over the Shtarchov like a Yerush. Because if the transfer is like a transfer from a Morish to a Yoresh, then the Shibur Haguf goes to the Yoresh. Why? The Yoresh Kara da Avuahu. Because the Yoresh is like a Kara da Avuah, and the Shibur Haguf goes ahead and what? And transfers. So this whole Chakira we've been saying, that when there is Yerusha, it's not that the assets transfer, but it's rather that the Yoresh takes the place of the Marish. Here's a real fantastic Nafka Mina. That if a person is Yoresh Shtarchov, he can go ahead and what? He can go ahead and pursue the case against the Lova. Not because he's like a Lokeach, but rather because he takes the place of who? Of the Yoresh. The only thing that I found interesting here is he doesn't say all Yerusha works that way. He just says Bra Kara Da Avua. Now what's interesting here is you see that normally when you transfer assets, you cannot transfer a Shibud Haguf. But through Yerusha, you could not only transfer assets, you could also transfer Shibud Haguf. Now the my Nafkamina, one Nafkamina would be regular Yerusha, but the problem here is once someone is Marish Shtarchov, he's dead. He can no longer be Meichel. So what's the Nafkamina? So we have an interesting Nafkamina. If Shchiv Meira is Midoraisa, then Shchiv Meira is equivalent to Yerusha. And the transfer of a Matna Shchiv Meira is like the transfer of a Morish to a Yerush. And if that's the case, that that's the way Shchiv Meira works like Yerusha, then it's not just the transfer of the Shtarchov like regular Mechira Shtarchov, where you say it can't be a Shibud Haguf, but rather someone who gets something b'toras Yerusha can not only receive an asset, but he can receive a Shibud Haguf. So I just wanted to show you this riff and to show you inside that this Chakira that we keep saying, that Yerusha is not just a transfer of assets, but rather it's that the Yorish takes the place of the Marish. You see Mamash Rishon talking it out with a very interesting Nafkamina.
I always thought that Benot Kara Dabu was a Musa concept. I never knew it was a Halakha concept.
Yeah, it's a real concept.
People always use it for...
The only thing I'm wondering, is this particular to the Yerusha of a son? Because Bro Kara Dabu, or could this also be true by an Ach, by a brother? So the Gemara says the flip side of this.
He continues. The next line.
Okay, let's see. One second, just let me see this.
Let
me get
five lines from the bottom.
Harei uzocha b'shibur haguf. The yorish kara da'avuhu. V'lod ela she'ein l'shar hayorshim b'zos ha'matona shum zuchus. U'karachokim damu. Very good. Meaning, matna shchiv merah only applies by a son.
No, that's not what he's saying.
What's he saying?
He's saying that once you do a matna shchiv meira, none of, let's say he does a matna shchiv meira to his friends, to anybody, you do it to anyone, not to a relative, then none of his relative yorshim will come and say, hey, I'm a relative, this guy died. They're all considered like rechokim. Yeah. He's not saying that you can only
do
matna shchiv meira to a son.
What do you need about kara dabur?
That, because that it's the svar behind it, that even any person in the world becomes just like a son is the first one.
So he's just using it as a sample.
Right. It's
talking not a halachic thing, but
okay. It's a default case.
But where it is a halachic thing or not, I saw in a dip in one of the shirim that I had once learned that the Rabbanan and the Granat and the Klechemda, they all say that this you said that the Yerush stands in the shoes of the father. It's not a transfer of the money. It's just the Yisrael Ben Tam is saying it's only the Bavei son. Because Bro Kara Dabur. where it comes after so.
Where it says for kalbim,
meaning when if there's no son and a daughter gets it, or a brother gets it, or an uncle gets it, or a grandfather, that's then it works as a transfer of money, not as that.
So those should be a good transfer.
But the other, they bring down that there are so many riots to this. You said that it's very hard to say it.
Yeah.
That a mamash works every Yerusha, let's say there's no sons and a boss gets it, or no boss and a brother gets it.
Same
grandfather,
thing.
It works the same
thing.
Way.
Same thing.
But there are according to the Rosh Shivas that say that no, it only works by a son.
So try
that brother. I'm going to
just tell you that.
Same tribe then. Yeah. Same tribe. Loy, all right. Hello.
No, Pshat is like this.
Yeah.
You cannot give a matnah shrimra to anybody, the Gemara says. You can only give a matnah shrimra to somebody that is in the line of Yerusha.
Okay.
So if you give a matnah shrimra to one son, if no other son could come and say, I also have a chelik in that midin Yerusha. Because since matnah shrimra, if it's doraisa, is learned that midin Yerusha, it means this son particular is my yoresh and no other son is my yoresh.
But is it before he dies that it's valid before he dies?
Yes.
That's the way you're avoiding the din of Nafla, otherwise...
Correct.
The Masna Masha goes by Torah is...
Correct.
But a Matna Shchimera is only to a Yoresh?
Yes.
A Matna Shchimera is only to a Yoresh? It's not to anybody?
According to that Mandiyama, the Matna Shchimera is the rice. It's only to a Yoresh.
Only to a Yoresh?
Yes, because it's based on Pasuk, Vayo B'yomim Chilos Banos, yes.
Makes sense. But we don't Pasuk like that, I don't think. I think Manashimera works
for it. It does mean let's say he gave 90% to one brother and the other one said he wasn't mad at the Nachla, the Torah. He gave him something.
No, but if he gave it to her, no,
you have to give it
to be equal.
See, the Gemara.
In case he gave a Manashimera to one brother, not the whole thing, 90%.
So that's also Manashimera goes about Torah because it's supposed to be divided unless you give it out. You change the rules. You can't. You have to.
The Mishnah Kufchav Amid Beis says that if he's Masna in Yerusha, it's no good. But there's a way around that. When the fellow is on his deathbed, he can make a Matna Shchemira.
Because it takes effect before.
Right. Now, there's no Chiddush like that because, as we learned in the Chinuch, if a guy wants to sell all his assets, even b'matana to a son, he could give to one son b'matana all his assets before he passes away.
Manashkimer,
the chiddush is he could do it just b'dibur.
Right.
And manashkimer,
that's true. But I'm just saying the way it works is because it takes place before. That's all I'm saying. It takes place before. Otherwise, he can't. Otherwise, that's called masna mashikas
b'matana. When a lot of people do, the money is one thing, or real estate is one thing.
I want to say that
at least there's certain things over that the children should divide. Nothing anymore.
Yeah, I know this is a regular.
Okay, so let me just explain one thing.
The way that works is because the children are master about that.
What we're talking about over here by this matnah shlimira is not to a yorish. It's talking to a third party. If you go back to the beginning of the Gemara, Moed Shmuel Shemnasnoi v'matnah shlimira she'ein hayorish yachol limchol.
Correct.
And if you give to a third party with matnah shchimera,
right,
then the yoresh can no longer be meichel.
Right.
And the reason why is because that matnah shchimera, if you hold this midiraisa, effects a complete transfer of the shibud haguf to the lokeach, third party lokeach, such that the Yorshim no longer have any chelik in that Shibud HaGuf, and therefore they cannot be mochel. That's the whole flow of...
Right, what the Gemara is saying.
That's the flow, that's exactly what he's saying over here.
To a child.
What?
To a child. Again, why do we say, what are we saying here, but
it's tantamount. You know, the Matna Shchimera is tantamount.
If Matna Shchimera is Doraisa, then it is a concept that you're creating a Yoresh Mechayim.
But he's
in the minute,
I thought he was saying it doesn't apply.
No, he's just
applies
saying that
to anybody.
Right,
well,
but that's
the
thing.
Well, he's here. Let him say what
he's saying. Right, we go back to the beginning over here.
He's reading here.
Right. Behind the morning, Gabi, hold on. We know Moshe Shmuel, the son of a matnas chimera, she'ein hayoresh yachol limchom. The third party keeps the full power and authority over that loan, and the yoresh can no longer be mochel. Right. Interestingly,
no. But
what about the shchimera himself after he does the matnah shchimera? Can he still be meichel? He might. Maybe he also can be meichel while he's still
alive. L'chor or not.
Sometimes I think no, it's Shemira to put it back.
If he lives, if he survives. What if at the point that he does it, at the point that he does the matana, and then he says, oh, by the way, I'm Michael. What happens then?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
That's a good question.
It would be mashma that it's sold, it's done. And it's complete. Well, the whole Shibra Guf is sold. The whole Shibra Guf is sold at that
one. It's a different category altogether. You have to know Shibra. You can't figure it out. But
anyway, the whole reason I wanted to show this to you was for the point of this idea that somehow Yerusha is not just a transfer vis-a-vis Yerusha, but it's more of a brokar davu, a nichnas tachtav concept. And what interesting nafkamina is a shibur haguf. Normally a shibur haguf is not something I could ever transfer. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's the whole reason for Mechir Shtaras. Rabbeinu Tam has this idea that a shibur haguf is never transferable. However, that's only true if you're trying to transfer that asset itself. The asset's intangible. But if the person takes the place as Nichnas Tachtav, like he says, Barakar Davua, then a Shibur HaGuf can be transferred. That was the whole point of me showing you this Ritva. To show you that this, you see from this, that the way Yerusha works is not as a normal transfer of assets, but rather as one place person, the Yerush, taking the place of the Mirish. Okay.
The Torah is by
operation of law. They bring a very simple application which shows that from a fact of a nigzal, if someone was stolen from $100, right? And then the nigzal dies, the Yerush can still go, the Gazlan still has to pay back the Yerush. If it's a transfer of money, then it wasn't Biyodah to transfer it. He doesn't have it, he doesn't own it anymore. The Gazlan took Kinyanim on it. But the fact that the Yerush and the Nigzal can still monain from the Gazlan shows that he stands in the shoes of his father, right, the Nigzal. Sure. So he's no different than the Nigzal, who of course has to get paid back. Otherwise, there's no way he can get it. That's a more basic rising.
I could bring you right from Bukharas, Kalban. Yeah.
Anyway, I came across this, so I just wanted to share this with you, okay?
Only one Calvin and mice of behemoth.
Okay, let's go to page Kufyates now.
There's only one Calvin. Okay.
Veger, what ois is this? Ois? Beis, right. Veger eno yorishes aviv hagoy. You have someone who's megayer, and he leaves behind.
Kufyates.
And he leaves behind a father that is still a guy. So the halacha is the guy father dies. Does that ger have any ability to go ahead and be yorish? So the ger ain't a yorish as aviv hager min hatoira. The low as aviv hager im hayisa haraso shlo bikdusha afkli dosu bikdusha. And even though the father is megayer later, if his relationship with the son is from the goyisha days, then there's no relationship between the two. Meaning if a son is Megayer and later the father's Megayer, they don't reunite as a father and a son. Therefore, if the father dies, there is no Yerusha vis-a-vis the Ger. Now, this is a halacha with the Gemara in... Everyone have a brisker rav? I passed out a brisker rav. Everyone have it or not? There should be brisker up for
everybody. Anybody needs more?
So the Gemara says that a ger is not yorish his father midoraisa, but a ger is yorish his father midorabona. Why? Shelo yachzor lasura. We're afraid that perhaps, in other words, they're giving out the estate, and the guy who's the father decides that even though his son converted to Judaism, he wants to include him in the estate. So midoraisa, we do not recognize that Yerusha midoraisa. Meaning on a doraisa level, if the son, the ger, now takes possession of the father, guy's house, midoraisa, that house is hefker. And technically, I can take possession of that house. Meaning halachically, midoraisa, we do not recognize the inheritance of a ger from his goy father. But midrabanan, we do recognize it, Shlo Yachzer Lesuro. Because we don't want this guy, this ger, to now start thinking, hey, I'm losing out on this house if I remain a Jew. If I remain a Jew, the Jews are going to take it away from me. Let me go and return to being a guy. That way I'll get the mansion, I'll get the house, I'll get the estate, and nobody will be able to question me.
Can't go back.
What?
He can't go back.
I understand, meaning he technically cannot go back, but maybe lo yachzer lesuro. We don't want him thinking, you know what? Let me go ahead and back to the Rockefellers, and the Rockefellers will accept me, and I'll start acting like a guy, and that way they'll include me in the Yerusha. And you know what? If a Jew wants to go ahead and take it away from me, I'll get the Goyish authorities to enforce
it. Maybe it's because he won't be a guy in the first place if he knows that he's going to lose his father's Yerusha.
Yeah, although the Lashon of the Gemara is so low.
Yeah, but he wants to be a Jew. He wants to be a Jew.
So here's the thing.
He's going to lose his money.
Where the Dindra Bonum would uproot the Dindra Raisa.
We're not looking for Garen.
Because.
Unless they have money.
We have some very
and this guy has money.
Midoraisa, the guy is the son of the guy is Yerush's father. So here's a guy who has two sons. One was Megayer, one was not.
Correct.
Minatora, his Goyish son, Yarshinsen. Midorabonon, the Jewish son, now Yarshinsen.
So
would it uproot it? How does it work? Would we give it to the ger, or do we go by the rights of the ger? And they're both coming to Bezdin. The guy saying
Bezdin Hefker.
Dvar Torah goes to the rights. Why? Do we give it to the Jewish from the Rabbanon?
Of course.
Over the
so mid the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon came along and said, now they have to split it. If they go to Bezdin, yeah.
They got to split it.
Yeah.
So the Jewish son will split it with the Goyish son.
Right. Matter of fact, that's the Braisa they bring. They bring a Braisa that says, the Tanya, that if a Goy dies and he leaves Avodah Zarah and he leaves other assets, the Jewish son, the Ger, can come and say, you know what? All the Avodah Zarah you keep, you brother, you keep. And I'll take the other things that are not Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me he's Yerush Devar Taira, he would have no ability to go ahead and split the assets. You take Avodah Zarah, I take the other stuff. But if the Yerush is only Midrabanan, then he has the ability to tell his brother, the guy, you take the Avodah Zarah stuff and I'll take the other stuff. That's what the Gemara says, that's the Braisa. Now take a look at the grids. He quotes the Rambam. Listen to the Rambam. First paragraph. V'hager Eino, everyone have it in the Brisker Rav? V'hager Eino Yorishes Aviv Hagoy Ela Midivrehem. Tignalo Shiyorish, right? Tignalo Shiyorish. Sorry, what's the next word?
Shiyorish.
Shihaya.
Tignalo Shiyorish.
Kishahaya.
Kishahaya. Right. That he should have the same status as if he was still a guy. Because we're going to learn in the next paragraph, Dvar Torah, Akum Yerushas Arviv, right? So we say, you know what? Do not take your new status as a ger to the extreme that you cut yourself off. But Tignalo Sheyirosh Kishahayu. They're going to give him the status, retain the status as if he was still a guy, even though he's a ger, to be Yerush. Like he would have if he would have remained a guy, together with his other brothers, or by himself if he's the only son. Shema Yachzor Lemordo or Lemordo. Venire, and this is the Rambam adding on, right? Venire Shetnai Moil Birusha Zu. Hoil the Ena Goy. Mechuyav la'amid betakonas rechamim. You hear that last thing? Right. But
that means the father.
Yerusha, yeah. A tnai would work in this Yerusha because he has no requirement to listen to chachamim. Meaning that if the brother comes, if the other brother is willing to share with him, then we say that we allow this guy, this ger, to be Yerush with his brother, like he would have if he would have remained in his status as a guy. Meaning, I as a Jew, midrabanan, cannot say that whatever this ger is yorish is hefker. That I cannot accept. I cannot accept that this guy's yorush is hefker. Because Rabbanan said, allow this ger to be yorish, his father, the guy. However, the Rambam adds, this seems to be like an addition of the Rambam. Venira, again, let's look at the Lashon. And sorry, my page is not so clear.
V'yira.
Shetnai mayel b'yerushazu. Normally, I'm not allowed to be masna at all in Yerusha, correct? The Mishan Kuchav Vavim Ebeis says, Ein Adam Rishai Loimar B'niza Yerush Tachas B'ni Acher, correct? Normally, you can't say that. Yerushazu. Hoil V'ein Hagoy M'chuyav La'amod betakonis acham ad kan l'shanim.
What's the case? What is he talking about?
The father who died.
The father who's dying.
The father made a tanai in the Yerusha. And he said, I don't want this ger.
He didn't make a tanai. The chacham made a tanai. He says, I don't know these people. I'm a different religion. It's a guy, right? He says, you're telling me that Shmuel made a takana? Who's Shmuel? I don't know who he is. He's not
in
one of the statues.
But he's Besson. Besson has a Hefke, Besson Hefke.
Yeah, but that's
Rambam's Chiddush, Yira Li.
Who can have, how can Hefke, Besson Hefke work on a guy?
Why not?
How does he work
on a Jew's ass?
Because he's part of the tribe. Became with Kabbalah.
Is that, where does Hefke, Besson Hefke come from?
That's where it comes from.
What's the source?
They don't have to control the whole world.
What's the source?
There are two sources in the Gemara and Gittin. One source is when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, Yerusha. And the second source is...
I thought it was divided up, you mean?
The second source is Ezra. Yeah. When Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted all the Jews to come to the Kriyas HaTorah and to go ahead and listen to what the halachas are. Because the good old days were not that good. And almost every Jew in Eretz Yisrael by the time Ezra was intermarried. So he wanted all the Jews to come to Kriyas HaTorah. And he said, if you don't come to Kriyas HaTorah, I'm going to take all your property away. Right?
Sorry, but how did he know he was allowed to do that?
I ain't kidding.
It's a deraisa.
Yeah, there's definitely a deraisa.
It must be a deraisa.
So I just wanted to point out this Rambam.
They stand in the power of God.
They didn't ask them.
The Chachamim are the, what do you call, sovereign. The sovereign. It's the power of the sovereign. Like a melech. Like Melech.
They
took the place of a Melech.
But the Ruvad Gehaisim, it's Lakavo. They said, how many troops does he have? Let me guys in.
Right, so what are we talking about over here?
But we take him to best and we always apply Jewish law to them.
If there's no other Goyish Yorshim, he's the sole Yorish, and the question is whether other Yidden are going to come and chop the property from Hefker.
So based on the
I can accept that Bezdin will say, they have the power over all the Jews to say, no, he gets it.
Correct.
But if there is another Goyish Yoresh, whom with Yoresh says Yoresh the whole property, then how does Bezdin insinuate the rights of this Ger Jew against that guy?
Meaning, Legabe, all the other Jews.
He's also a son of the guy.
He has no chelik in it.
He's a Jew now. So he's a Jew.
Midoraisa, he has no chelik in Yerusha. Correct? Midoraisa, he has zero chelik in Yerusha. Correct?
Right.
Chachamim came along and said, allow him to participate in Yerusha. And we as Jews have to recognize his participation in Yerusha.
But his brother's guy doesn't have to. Does he? I mean, unless they have power over it. We're talking Yad Yisrael Takifa, so they can do whatever they want, I guess.
That's what I was saying.
Let's say the father died without a will.
Let's say that's not this case.
There's no Dini Yerusha Midoraisa.
It's not this case.
There is.
The father.
No, it's Midoraisa. That's the next thing we're going to learn. Midoraisa. Goy Yerushas Aviv Dvar Torah.
I see a lot of
writing. Midoraisa.
Goy Yerushas Aviv Dvar Torah. Okay.
Correct. But he's no longer a guy. He's now a ger. Gershon is a guy. Kakot and Shanola dummy. Like Rashi says in Kedushin and Zayma Beis. Therefore, Midoraisa, we do not recognize this ger's ownership of the estate of the father. So Legabe, every other Yisrael, it's Hefker. So midrabbanan, we tell Jews, hands off of right. this guy's claim to the estate. Right. Correct?
Correct.
Now the Rambam says an interesting yearly, however, that if the father in his will said, you know what, you want to be a Jew, follow your Jewish laws, and I heard according to your Jewish laws, I have a rabbi who's an advisor. You know, you always have this guy with a rabbi advisor. And this rabbi advisor says, you know what, your son went off your derech and he's now a Jew. You can disown him according to the Jewish law. So if the father guy says, I want to disown my son because he became a Jew, yearly, according to the Rambam, that the father's declaration that I don't want my ger to be Yoresh is a valid declaration. Why? Because let's read the Lashon. This is where v'yireli shetanai mayel b'yerusha zu ho'ol v'ein ha'goy mechuyav la'amod betakaras l'chomim. Period. Correct?
Yeah.
Very interesting. So let's read this one paragraph in the Briscoe Rav. The Briscoe Rav has two ways to explain this. Kedaka b'kaidish. Let's just read through the first paragraph. Nira ha'bir bir b'zeh. Alpi ma'ashikosav ha'rabim la'el. Perek zeh. Daha de'ein t'nai mo'ol b'yerushahu. Mishum d'chsiv ba'ol chukas mishpat. In general, a t'nai does not work by Yerusha. Meaning a father has no ability to make any stipulations in Yerusha.
A geisha father does.
What?
A geisha father does.
That's going to be the case.
Now, why does a
Jew? The Torah says, "Says play ben ha-bechor or whatever."
That's all. You need a drasha in the full kas mishpat. Otherwise, that's nine moment helps. So even when the Torah
correct,
that nine helps. The full kas mishpat tells you there's nine within.
In other words, normally the Gemara on Kaf Chav Vav Beis says like it's very interesting. Gemara, the Mishnah says. Right? Anyone have a Gemara Babasra? You can just read the Mishnah Kachav Vav Amud Beis, please.
You had a good time over there, but your time was that the son, the other son, should be able to.
We're not talking about that. I don't know.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Why does he have to make it tonight? Why isn't the other son? No, normally, a Goy son would say, you're Jew now. I'm taking all the property.
I'm not sure about that. What are we reading here?
Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis is a Mishnah, right?
Yes.
Okay, please read it.
Ha'omer, Ish Pliny Bani Bechor. The person says that this guy Pliny is my Bechor. And therefore he's entitled to two portions of my estate.
That's believed.
Lo Yitol Pishnai. Just on
no, the father says Lo Yitol Pishnai.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lo Yitol Pishnai. My son Bechor, Lo Yitol Pishnai.
Right.
Okay. Ish Pliny Bini lo yirash im echav.
Right. None of these.
Okay.
Right. None of these work.
Right.
Because the Gemara says masna masha kasu b'tayra.
It is now masha kasu b'tayra.
Okay. So if I remember correctly, the Gemara says money masnisin, right?
Lema masnisin.
The law of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because what's the famous Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir that we all should know? The Tanya. Right. Ha'omer leisha harei mekudeshes li almanas she'en lachalai sher ksus vaina. In Parshas Mishpatim says there's a minimal requirement that a husband has to his wife. Lo yigra lo sherksus vayna. What happens if a guy says, you know what, I'm afraid to make a commitment, but I'll marry you on the condition that I do not have these obligations. So Rav Meir says, Maise kayem utnai bata. Since the Torah writes, Beferish lo yigra lo sherksus vayna, the kedushin is chal, but the tnai is bata. Because it's masna mashikasu b'tayra. Rav Meir holds whenever it's masna ma'al mashikasu b'tayra, the ma'isa goes through, but the t'nai is bata. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol davar shebamamon t'nai kayim." Whenever there's a davar shebamamon t'nai is kayim. So the Gemara says, "Lema masnisan right the loka Rabbi Yehuda right."
T'nai is kayim means there's no kedushin.
Meaning there's kedushin without the chi of mamon. Meaning legabe the mamon is chiyuv. Meaning ona is a personal physical requirement.
She accepts.
Correct.
She says.
So the Gemara wants to say perhaps this is what this Mishnah is what not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the day, this Tanai and Yerusha should work because it's masna mashikas b'torah. So the Gemara comes and says this has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a case where I have somebody on the other end that agrees to my stipulation vis-a-vis mechila. So if a wife is meichel, that's when Rabbi Yehuda says that a time for mamon should be kayim. But by Yerusha, it's a one-way decision on behalf of the father abrogating Yerusha to a son. There's no son on the other side that's being meichel. That's the Gemara's answer.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.